Today we look at our fifth lesson in our series, Keeping the Church Alive, Work for Everyone. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. As we look at lesson number 5 in our series, Keeping the Church Alive, we look at our topic today of work for everyone. As Christians, we should strive to be faithful, working, and profitable servants all of our lives. There are always tasks which we can do and ways we can help the Lord's church, grow no matter our age. As we grow older, we must realize there is no retirement age for services and work that we should be doing for God. Though we may retire from secular work, we should never retire from the work of the Lord. We all have areas we can help out, and we shouldn't hesitate simply because we are growing older. So long as we are physically able, we should help the Lord's church grow. We see this in Luke 9 and verse 62. Even if we are not able to do some of the physical tasks, we can still write cards, make phone calls, and prepare meals for those in need. There's always work that can be done, and always work that anyone can help to accomplish. We should remember that even though we grow older, we must also contend earnestly for the faith, Jude verse 3. Even as we grow older, we must continue in the steps and the commands of the Bible, and as we have opportunity, help others to do the same. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. How about those younger in age? As I said before, there is work for everyone who wishes to be part of the Lord's church. Young boys have the opportunity, once baptized, to help in the services of the church. They too can lead prayers, serve on the Lord's table, lead songs, devotionals, and when they feel prepared, present gospel sermons. No matter the age, there are areas of service and work where all can take part. Our young ladies can help the elder ladies in preparing the Lord's Supper. They can help make or write cards to those in need. They can attend ladies' days and hear the lessons of women who love and serve the Lord just as they do. Our young ladies can help other young ladies behave and be an example for the Lord's church as they should. Our youth-age children shouldn't be overlooked either. Both of these age groups mentioned, the young and the older in the congregation, can be and should be an example to others. They should be an example in word, what they speak, their types of conversations. They should be an example of love and kindness towards others, both church members and non-church members. Both should be an example of faith. Allowing others to see the faith you have in God is a great way to evangelize without even realizing it. Both ages should be an example in purity. They can be examples in purity by remaining pure until marriage as God intended, and also by abstaining from drugs and a party scene in general. This goes for both age groups, not just the young. Let us not forget that we all have various works we can be involved in, and it doesn't matter how old or young we are, we can all be an example for others by remaining active and deciding never to retire from the service of God and from the service that God requires of us, as well as realizing we can begin our service to Him even when we are young. We all have work to do. Thank you for listening.